An old view of Kempenfelt Bay could be new again from a downtown Barrie Park. Sitting as Infrastructure and Community Investment Committee this evening, councillors will consider a new $2.6 million project to decommission the Bayview Park Reservoir and complete the removal of its associated booster pumping station at Sam Conchilla Park, near Dunlop and Mulcaster Streets. It would be funded from the city's water capital reserve. As the site now sits on a steep hill, I am all in favor of landscaping improvements so the park can be better utilized, said Cown. Craig Nixon, who represents the downtown. The site has an unobstructed view of the bay, and with improved landscaping this would be another great location for people to relax and take in the beauty of Kempenfelt Bay. The reservoir and pumping station were removed from operation 20 years ago, and this infrastructure is not required to be connected to the drinking water system in the future, according city staff. Due to the structure's age, it was built in the 1950s, and physical location beneath a public park. A structural condition assessment of the site was carried out last April to understand the associated risks and focus on identifying structural deficiencies, testing the structural components and conducting a structural analysis to determine load capacity of the reservoir roof. It was determined that the reservoir's existing underground roof is overstressed and does not meet the required design load specifications, Nixon said. As a result, staff say, the roof's condition poses a risk to public safety. The analysis further concluded that the roof structure is inadequate to support public assembly. The pumping station is attached on the east side of the reservoir, with a portion constructed on top of it. Although a condition assessment and structural analyses were not completed on the pumping station, city staff say visual signs of deterioration are present. As the area surrounding the reservoir has been enclosed with construction fencing to prevent public access, residents are unable to enjoy this waterfront park and green space. To ensure public safety at Sam Conchilla Park, at 157 Dunlop Street E, and allow for daily park operations to restart, a number of measures are necessary, including landscaping maintenance and improvements, partial demolition of the reservoir roof system, filling the empty reservoir with granular material, demolition and removal of the pumping station and its pipeline connections, and decommissioning the overflow pipe connected from the pumping station to Kempenfelt Bay. If approved by committee on Wednesday, this project could go to General Committee of City Council at its next February meeting for approval.